I'm Simone Alisea, and you're listening to KNKX. Millions of people rode ferries last year in Washington state, but there are serious concerns about staffing ferries as the workforce ages. One way to attract new workers is making sure training is up to date. I head out to a ferry simulator.
We have Billy here, Bobby, man overboard, starboard side, man overboard, starboard side.
Heard right.
The tension is real in this small, dark room at the Seattle Maritime Academy. The equipment is real, too. Knobs and buttons and radar screens help the pilot and navigator respond to the situation. But the danger is fake. The man overboard is an animation on a TV screen. The bridge simulator allows ferry officers in training to take a virtual trip around Washington waters. The screens provide a 360-degree view, similar to what you'd see looking out of ferry windows. You don't actually travel, but I still felt seasick watching the animated water and islands. Harlow Wood trains these officers.
We really put them in sticky situations so they can learn that. So when they get in the real world, they can re-recognize that feeling of doubt and take action early and proactively.
Wood says a lot of training used to be done in a radar lab, which wasn't exactly realistic. State Ferries began partnering with Seattle Central College last year after the Maritime Academy built a new state-of-the-art building with about $1 million in simulation technology. Mark Pickett is in charge of that equipment.
The building obviously is attractive to students of, oh, this building right on the water in Ballard. And then when they come here and they see, oh, wow, and they have full engine room simulation and full bridge simulation, so I can learn how to use the, you know, the latest and greatest. I think that is really attractive to students.
With nearly a third of the state's water transportation workers over the age of 55, Pickett says keeping up with maritime industry technology will hopefully encourage more young people to make it a career, including for the state ferry system. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.